everybody. Welcome back to the My Favorite Sister podcast.
Welcome back. I feel like it's been forever since we did a recording. It's
been a while. We went on a little unintentional spring break.
Yeah. Sorry. We didn't give anyone a warning or anything. It was kind of unplanned.
Yeah.
It mostly just came down to bad planning, I think, on unplanned and bad planning. Like, you know,
A lot going on.
I think we were like, should we record and bank one? And then we were like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And then I think it came to that weekend and we're like,
Oops.
We forgot. Look, guys, we're busy. We're booked and busy.
Yeah, you know, we finally had our time change. It's like, things are wild and it's been a month.
You know, like, it's just, you know, give us a break. This isn't our full-time gig, obviously. So, you know, we got lives. But yeah, it's fun to be back to catch up. Because I feel like, especially you, have been doing a lot of stuff, so...
I know, I feel like it's been, like, so much I can't even remember it all, because my memory is like a sieve.
Well, all I know is what I've heard from both our parents is that you're not sending enough photos of your travels. So, that's all I know.
Well, part of that is, apparently, I was not included in the group chain for some reason. iMessage was like, no more messages for you. And then also, I don't take the photos. That's why, because Jack takes all the photos.
Well, so I think you need to...
direct to the source.
Well, I think you need to hook Jack up to the frames or whatever. Yeah. So.
Yeah, because otherwise he has to send them to me, and then I have to send them on, and it's like a whole thing. So, no, it's coming. I just haven't even looked through them yet, honestly.
Yeah. Give everyone a high level of your fun travels and tell
true,
them
I feel like
when,
I don't even remember when we talked last. It was probably like at the end of March, so it really has been like a whole month. But yeah, basically, I had like the annoying work stuff in March, and then was just like killing time until going on vacation. So we went on April 10th, I think we went to Croatia, and we spent like 2.5 days in Zagreb, and then like 5 days in Split, and then like 2.5 days in Dubrovnik, and it was beautiful and gorgeous. And in Dubrovnik, it was supposed to rain when we were there, but in the end, it only rained like the first night. And then the 2 main days we were there was warm and sunny in American temperature terms. You know, it was like 72 to 80 every day. It was great.
That's nice.
You know, in Celsius, it was like 22 and above. It was lovely. And then we came back to England, and it was like a balmy 50, also like 8 degrees. It has been terrible. The weather has been bad. Today it's actually sunny. Yesterday it was supposed to rain all day long, and I was supposed to be outside for a Girl Guides event all day from like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Luckily it didn't rain, like, or drizzle or anything, which was fine because I was like, I don't mind if it's overcast because at least then I'm not getting sunburnt.
Yeah. Well, so for anyone, why don't you give everyone, like, if you're going to Croatia, what are the top, like, 3 things you gotta eat or do or, like, you know, experience?
Well, it's so funny. I feel like this is the first trip where because normally when we go on a trip, that's the trip that I don't plan. Then all I do is look up how to order coffee and, like, the type of coffee that they drink there.
Yes.
So I had looked that up, and it's, the word for please is, like, and I'm sure my pronunciation is completely wrong, but it's like molim, and then coffee is kava, K-A-V-A, except when you add molim to a word where you have an A at the end, like pizza or kava, you change the A to a U. So I was like, see, I feel like that's insider knowledge that I learned on TikTok. Kavu. Kava becomes kavu, or pizza becomes pitsu.
Pitsu.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's like, okay. Kavu molim. And then on the last day in Dubrovnik, we went on a food tour, which was really great. And our tour guide asked at the start, I think almost most of the places we'd been, we were like the only people that were like, we were like in Croatia for like a long time. All the rest, everyone else was like, oh, we're here for like a few days. We're like, we're here for like 2 weeks. Like,
yeah, you were gone for a while. I feel like you and Jack haven't, because like, I was like, they're there for a long time.
Yeah, it was our longest trip ever. I think it was like 2 days longer than Scotland, I think, on the whole. So but it was like our very last full day, and she's like, oh, does anyone learn any Croatian? And Jack said, like, Havala, which is like for, you know, please, I think. And then I was like, oh, Kavu Molim. And she's like, oh, coffee. And I was like, yes, I just be, you know, making tour guides think I know what I'm doing.
This is why we can't ban TikTok, because you learn all these helpful things.
That's where I learned it, was TikTok and YouTube as well. But yeah, I feel like, so for this trip, since Jack had done so much planning, I took it upon myself to like try and at least research like a few places for like coffee cafes or like restaurants and stuff in each place that we went to. And I did all of that on TikTok. So, and everywhere we went was really good. I honestly, in Split, we were there for so many days, but I think every night we ate dinner at the same place because it was just like an Italian spot just right around the corner from where we were staying. And it was spectacular. And so we just ate there every night. And got, like, two Radlers each and, like, either pizza or pasta, whatever, because that's also something we don't have here anyway. Mm-hmm. And they're so close to Italy. Like, it was really good. And it was only, like, 30 euros. So, like,
this is what is, like, a standard Croatian meal? I mean, I assume it varies based on the region you're in, but...
Definitely. So, when we were in Zagreb, it was more... We were told by our, like, guides and stuff that it was much more, like, meat and potatoes heavy. Okay. So we did have a really good, like, some really good, like, grilled meats type meals there where then, you know, you have, like, the different spreads and, like, cheese sauces, whatever, like, and you eat with bread and veggies and potatoes sounds and all good that to good me. Stuff. Yeah. There's another dish called, like, savapi, where it's, like, little, you know, grilled, it's, like, minced meat, you know, put into, like, little tiny sausage shapes and, like, okay. you know, grilled on the open charcoal grill. And you can eat that also on a plate with, like, roasted veggies. Or in, like, a handheld, like, you know, sandwich style. And they do, like, a roasted red pepper type sauce with it, or, like, a cheese sauce, or both. So we did eat those quite a lot as well. So we didn't only eat pizza. We ate a lot of savapis, like, a lot. We didn't have that much seafood just because, like, Jack's not a huge seafood eater. Neither am I, except for, like, you know, prawns or shrimp. So the food tour we went on in Dubrovnik had a bit of, like, more traditional dishes, like, they do, like, an octopus salad and stuff, so we did have that. But, yeah, and then I'm trying to think. There was a place in Split that kept getting recommended, which I thought was so funny because everyone on TikTok anyway, everyone's like, it's so great for breakfast, blah, blah, blah. But you go and it's, like, in the videos, they're all just having, like, avocado toast. I was like, I'm not here to eat the same breakfast that I can make for myself in my own abode. Like,
okay. But when we come from countries where avocados don't exist, like,
I don't know. When we were in Zagreb, our tour guide asked if we had breakfast, and that was the only place where we were staying at a proper like a real hotel. It was a Best Western, and it was like right next to the Japanese embassy, so it was like kind of fancy, and they did do an included breakfast. So obviously, it's like business travelers, and they expect breakfast. So
yeah,
I normally don't eat breakfast early at all, or like hotel breakfast, but since we had lots of long days, I did eat the breakfast. But she's like, oh, have you guys been eating breakfast, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, oh yeah, but just our hotel, like, it's not a big deal. I don't normally eat breakfast. She's like, oh, that's normally a complaint that we get from, like, you know, British, like, American and Australian travelers, is that nowhere is open for breakfast because, like, it's locals don't eat out for breakfast ever, so
I see.
All eat at home, so there's no, like, breakfasty restaurants. But in Split, you know, there was lots of bakeries, so you could always get, you know, a pastry.
Yeah, I had well, something.
Yeah, one day we hit, like, a local spot that I'd found on TikTok, and, you know, they had really good cinnamon, like, fresh cinnamon buns and stuff, which you can't really get here either, because the way they do the cinnamon buns here is more like a French pastry style, so it's more, like, flaky pastry versus, like, a yeast
dough. I see.
Dough.
I bet Tim would like to try that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, so everything was good. There was, a place, oh, I'm trying to remember, oh, the other dish I feel like that kept popping up is, like, shtrukli, and it's, like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's kind of like a crepe, like a rolled crepe in, like, different sauces, and you get different flavors, sweet or savory. So we went to some place, again, from TikTok, and they have, like, a backyard, they have, like, a back courtyard area. We kind of couldn't get a seat in the courtyard, but we were kind of, like, in this, like, a stone archway area. So at least it was out of the sun, and they just give you your own individual dish of it, and it was amazing. I had the one that was just, like, the basic cheese one, but with walnuts. It was so good.
I mean, honestly, this is why U.S. government stopped the talks to ban TikTok, because I can't with that. Like, I feel like they don't understand. It's not just for entertainment. It's for, you know, educational, and, like, you know how much stuff you can look up on TikTok? You can learn so much on TikTok.
Their search algorithm is so good. Because, yeah, all I did was search, like, food Croatia. And then I went into, like, the granule, like, the different places.
Yeah.
But, of course, it's like mostly travel bloggers. And I was like, no, I want, like, an actual person from Croatia to tell me what to eat.
Yeah, totally. Well, that sounds fun. So would you tell everyone Croatia, 2 thumbs up?
Yeah, it was great. And it's so surprising to me because I feel like most of, like, you know, our family and everyone's like, ooh, Croatia, or, like, people we know, they're like, oh, that's, like, we've been and loved it and blah, blah, blah. But, like, almost every single person in the UK that I've talked to about it, they're like, ooh, like, how was it? Like, they're like, was it cold? I'm like, no. Like, yeah, what are you talking about? And they're like, oh, is it, like, dry and mountainous? I was like, I mean, maybe on the other side, like, but we were on the coast. Like, I don't know, because they've never been. I'm like, how have you never been? You're so close. Yeah, you're so close. They're
not taking advantage of that.
No, they don't take advantage.
Did you see any Game of Thrones spots? Isn't there some of those in Croatia?
Oh, yeah. I mean, basically all of Dubrovnik is, like, lots of it is, I mean, that's where they filmed for, like, 7 years and whatnot. But yeah. They have some in Split as well. There's all kinds of shops where it's, like, Game of Thrones, you know, souvenirs, and apparently the tours are still very popular. But for the food tour that we went on, we did eat at a restaurant that's, like, one where the locals eat, and it's, like, at the top of the steps where, like, Cersei had to, like, walk down during the shame stairs. So it's at the top of that, and that dish was very good. It was, like, we had two different ones. One was, like, a mushroom chicken with, I think it was, like, beetroot barley risotto, and the other one was, like, an orange marmalade type, like, chicken. It was, like, the same dish, but, like, different styles, like, a different type of, like, roasted vegetable risotto, which they were both very good. I'm not selling it.
You're, like, not selling it.
I was like, but... it's more complex than that, but I'm not selling it. It was a food and wine tour also, so, I mean, we had a lot of wine by then.
You're like, so I can't really remember, so it tasted delicious.
Yeah, they were definitely giving full pours. It wasn't, like, a tasting. It was a full pours.
Yeah. Sometimes it's, like, sometimes when you have a few drinks, you taste something, you're like, this was amazing, and you have it again. You're like, this was okay, you know?
Well, the best thing that happened. The food tour was the guide, us, and then three other women from one was from the US and two were from the UK. They were cousins. And at the end, we went to this, like, gelateria, which, oh, yeah. I mean, there was, especially in Split, there was gelato on every corner, but it was great. But we went and she was like, oh, you can get, like, 2 scoops, whatever. All three of those women just got 1 scoop. And I was like, all right. I'm up. I was like, I'll be getting 2 scoops. Like,
yeah, I'm like, excuse me.
They kept being like, we're so full. And me and Jack were like, bring it on. Like, bring
but
on
it's
the
gelato,
the food.
Though.
Yeah.
I mean,
and, like, at all the places, we're like, no, we're not leaving any of this, like, chicken behind, none of this bread behind. Nothing's being, no prosciutto and cheese is being left behind. Like,
no. Yeah.
Like, I'll be having 2 scoops.
No, it's a food
scoops.
Tour. You have to eat the food on the food
Yeah, it's like,
tour.
We already paid for this, folks. Like, I'm getting 2 scoops.
Yeah, it's like, what? I don't understand what you're saying right now. Well, that sounds like a ton of fun.
Yeah, it was nice. And also, we came back on a Friday, which was nice because, you know, that Thursday we were responsible adults and did our grocery pickup order for the Saturday. But then we had, like, the whole weekend to come to terms with the fact that we had to work on Monday.
That's always the worst. You're like, oh, no, that sounds terrible.
Yeah. And that Sunday afternoon, I went and had, like, a coffee social with some ladies from the WI, which was nice, too, because jokingly at the end, I was like, oh, we're like, oh, it's been great, you know, chatting, whatever. I was like, yeah, it's been really good. I've only talked to my husband, only him, for the last 10 days.
I was about to say.
I was like, it's nice to talk to some ladies.
I feel like it's crazy to me that you said this is, like, the longest trip you guys have been on together, and you didn't do a long trip before you got married, because I feel like that is, like, a make-it-or-break-it moment for, like, a lot of relationships, you know? I think I've said it before, but Tim and I did Australia, you know, before we were married, and I was like, I feel like that was, like, we're either going to kill each other, or we'll be like, we did it, you know? Especially because we were doing, like, hostels and stuff, so it was, like, a backpacking kind of deal.
Adventure.
So
yeah,
it was, well, it was rough in it, you know.
I mean, we've done longer trips, right? But it's always been, like, to the U.S. like, and it's, like, over Christmas or whatever, or, like,
yeah,
you know, so it's, like, the whole family is around, and
yeah,
it's different when it's just the
alone.
Two.
Did you
but
learn
I feel
anything?
Like, we did also kind of, like, pseudo live together, like, as students as well, so we kind of, like, were in
I guess that's true, but I feel like when it comes But I feel like when it comes to traveling, though, there's, like, you know, there's stresses. There's other things. It's, like...
Oh, no. I feel like for us traveling, the stress happens in the planning stages, and then when the trip is happening, it's all, like, hunky-dory. Everything's chill. Even if something comes up, we're like, meh, it's fine. Like, we're much more chill about it than during the planning is when...
That's true. I hate the planning part.
Yeah, me too.
I'm so happy because I'm going on this girls' trip to Santa Fe soon, and... I have not had to do any planning other than, like, buying the plane ticket. Well, now I'm having to plan my whole packing situation, which no one will see this, but Sarah can see the huge pile of clothes that I have on the bed behind me because that is now my packing area.
Packing zone.
And I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to be thoughtful and try to pack in a way where I'm only taking up a certain amount of space in the car because we're driving from Albuquerque to Santa Fe. But anyways, we always say, like, this is with old lacrosse people from college, and we always say, and this is not a politically correct thing to say, I'm going to say it right now, but we always say there's, like, there's chiefs and Indians in our group, right? Like, and if you're chief, you're the planner, and the Indians just go along, and we're like, yep, sounds great, you know? And it was really kind of annoying when some of the chiefs were pregnant and then, like, couldn't go on trips, and then it's like you're it's trickling down to the Indians to be like, I don't want to plan, do you want to plan? And you're like, oh no, I don't want to do any planning. So I'm very thankful for, and it's really just falling to one person because we're going to, like, kind of where she lives. So it's like, I feel bad. So, like, if this was me, I'd be so stressed. I'd be, like, the most stressed person that exists. And she has other things going on. So this is not, like, you know,
she can't be
dedicated. She's got children and a job and a husband and other things. So I very much appreciate her. But the weather situation is confusing to me because we're doing the night in Albuquerque, and I looked at the weather yesterday, and it's gonna be like 80. And then when we go to Santa Fe, I think the elevation must be much different because it's like gonna be like 50s or 60s.
Ooh, that's cold.
So I was trying to say, like, I was texting her and being like, hey, so is this like a Southern California situation where, like, if the sun is out or it's hot and it's sandals, but at night it's like cold and boot weather? Like, I need some guidance here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't feel like I have the right jacket, and we're going to a spa, but it's like, there's like a soaking area, and I'm like, I feel like I'm going to be cold. So I don't know. It's like a, we'll see.
I feel like I had a little bit of that in Croatia because we had this whole 10-day, like, full 10-day trip, and then we're like, oh, but the last 2 days, it's going to be pouring rain just for 2 days, and we're going to be outside, and we're like, oh, crap. But, like, I don't want to take my whole, like, my proper coat. I have this, like, kind of, like, very packable, like, really just over slicker that I could wear. I was like, it has zero warmth to it at all. It's so thin, but it's like I've worn it on other trips. And so I just took that, and in the end, I don't think I ever wore it. Maybe just the one night where it's really raining and we just, like, dashed to a place to eat.
Yeah.
Luckily, our Dubrovnik hotel did have umbrellas, but, like, I took one with us, but I was like, I refuse to open this umbrella, like, unless it's literally, like, hailing, like, because I hate using an umbrella. So, but yeah, it's like, because it's like, oh, it's not, it could be cold. I don't want to take my jacket. Because then I was like, it's not necessarily, I could wear the jacket on the plane and get it there, but we were doing so many moves from place to place to place. I was like, I don't want to have to, like, during transfers be dealing with this coat, and it's like 80 degrees, it's too hot. Like, it was, so in the end it was good. We didn't have to take jackets. I just took, like, two extra sweaters that I probably wouldn't normally have packed, but then I wore them a lot, so it worked out.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm in that place where I was mentioning before we started recording that I feel like what I need is a leather jacket, which I don't own. Well, pleather, really, like fake leather, obviously. Yeah. But because I'm like, I feel like I need a little something that I can wear when we go out, but it's not like a huge puffer jacket because I'll be that cold. So I don't know. I'm see if I can go source something today.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's tough also. I feel like any female listening will know if you're going with a bunch of girls, you're like, you kind of know what the plans are, but then you're like, what's everyone wearing? How dressy are we getting? Are we going jeans? Are we doing dresses? Are we dressing up the jeans? So it's like, I'm having to, like, try to account for
choices.
Different scenarios.
Yeah, for sure. It's very tricky. It's always hard to know. Well, that was ours. It was like, we had some days we were doing, like, lots of outside activity and going to, like, national parks or, like, doing this whole day on a boat, like, and stuff. So I was just like, I don't know, like, what is it gonna be? So we did our transfer from Zagreb to Split was actually via bus, and it was a tour company where they take you from Zagreb to like Plitvice Lakes. I'm sure that is not how you say it, but I don't know how to say it. And it's like, if you saw it, probably you would, like, be like, oh yeah, like, that's the one place you see, like, on Instagram or whatever all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was kind of cold. Like, you're up there, it's windy, whatever. Everyone, the tour guide's like, oh, if you have, like, a sweater, a jacket, whatever. Me and Jack are like, no. But also, all our stuff was packed underneath the bus, so, like, it wouldn't have been able to get out anyway. But, it's like, I was wearing, like, you know, a sleeveless tank top and cycling shorts, and Jack was wearing shorts and t-shirt as well. You know, we're at the top, it's windy, whatever. She's like, oh, you guys don't have anything? We're like, we'll be fine. We're like, we're the only Brits on the tour. We're like, it's not even that, it wasn't that cold. We're like, we'll be fine. And then we started walking, and it's like maybe like 30 minutes later, then we're like, it's in full sun. Everyone is sweating bullets. We had multiple people from our group of 30 be like, ooh, you guys are actually like best dressed. And we're like, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem.
I was like, I know. Here. I was like, I would much rather be slightly cold than too hot.
Yeah, I mean, here, I would know that, like, if it says it's going to be 60, that's fine. As long as the sun's out, then it'll probably be hot still. Yeah. But I don't know. I have been to New Mexico, but I don't know. I haven't experienced enough to know. So, you know, the shoe situation is always a problem. It's always a problem.
Well, that's the problem for us, travel. I can only have one pair of shoes, so trainers it is.
See, I don't think I can't get away with that because we're going to a spa, so I need like a pair of flip-flops to wear the spa. So that's already one, and I'll probably bring a pair of sneakers for like playing and whatever, and, like casual days, quote unquote casual days. And then I feel like I need like at least one dressy type of shoe. So
yeah,
it's a real struggle here. And so obviously I'm in full trip prep mode now, and I feel like that's another thing that like
do men
understand this?
No, they don't. They don't. It's so many requirements.
It's like, I had to get my hair done because it was just looking real...
There's going to be photos.
Real terrible. There's going to be photos. It was looking real terrible. So I got my hair done yesterday and it looks very, very blonde right now. But hopefully it'll tone down a little bit before. It just like looked too like that stripy look, you know, when you have the highlights and the darkness. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, but I don't think it does. But obviously because you've had it grown out for a long time. So it's like a shocking... change.
And then I'm getting my nails done today, which I don't normally do, but I just feel like I need a mani-pedi, you know, especially the pedicure part. I just feel like it's sad. Plus, I just feel like when you have your nails painted, it gives you a little extra, you know, you're like, oh, that's cute, you know. hopefully it'll last. I'm just worried, like, because I'm not doing, like, gels or anything. I'm just going to, like, do normal and, like, hopefully it doesn't chip or anything, you know. Before that, but I didn't want to do it this week. So, you know, you got to go to, like, your Targets, your CVS's. You got to get all your little... I was putting some stuff together last night. I was like, oh, the things you need in your late 30s to travel. You're like, I need my fiber packets. I need my immunity hydration tablets, you know, like, for drinking. I need, you know... headache. Well, like, it's funny because we have, like, a little ibuprofen, and I was telling Tim, I was like, if you need ibuprofen, like, while I'm gone, you need to buy other ibuprofen because, it's, like, I had bought it, but he was using it, which is fine. But I'm like, I will be taking this with me. It is a non-negotiable that has to come with me. So you need to buy yourself another one if you think you're going to need it while I'm gone.
It's so nice right now because we have a bottle of it from Mom's house from the U.S. of, like, tons of ibuprofen. Because otherwise we can only buy it in, like, boxes of 16 tablets at a time. And you can only 16 buy
tablets? I would go through that in, like, 3 days.
Yeah, I know. So it's rough. So it's nice to have the bottle.
Yeah.
I think the bottle is, like, expired this month, but, like...
Whatever.
It's fine.
What are they going to do? Come on. Also, I was thinking about how, like, traveling is hard. I'm like, I don't have all my pillows and my, like... I bought this, had seen it advertised on TikTok. Actually, it might have been on Instagram, but someone I follow on Instagram, TikTok, who's like a neck, like, chiropractor, doctor, or whatever. But there's this pillow on Amazon that you put between your knees to help with, like, your back. Because, you know, like, if you're sleeping on your side, you have that tendency to, like, kind of, like, roll, you know, put your back leg. And they're like, that's probably not, or, you know. And I was like, I can tell because, like, my back hurts, my hip hurts. So I've been using it. I think it has been helping. For sure. But I was like, how am I going to survive? I don't have my neck pillow and all my... Tim's like, you could take it. I was like, that thing, I cannot take that. Huge. Like, I can't even fit the clothes that I want to bring. So, that's funny. Anyways.
Yeah, I feel like that's always my struggle in hotels because they always want to use, like, the softest, thinnest feather pillows that flattened down into nothing. So then I usually end up, like, sleeping with, like, one of the decorative throw pillows with, like, a towel over it.
Yeah. Well, I'm concerned so, but on this trip, an Airbnb situation.
Yeah, on this trip, the pillows were okay. The best bed and pillows were actually in Split, where it's, like, you're in the old town. It's, like, UNESCO, so there's no, like, full hotels. It's just, like, locals that own, you know, sections of old buildings, and they've turned them into, like, one or two rentals each. So it's, like, a hotel room, but, like, not really, because you just, like, walk out into the hallway. But it's not, like, a full Airbnb either. But that one, the bed was, like, a California king, and the pillows were really good as well. It was nice. And then the Dubrovnik Hotel just had, like, a double, and we're like, oh, no. It was okay, though.
Yeah, fine. I'm scared because we're, you know, it's an Airbnb situation. Well, last year we got spoiled because the same trip we had, we were at a hotel. So it was like two people per hotel room, you know, and it was so nice because you had your own bathroom. Every person had their own bed pretty much. And so this time I'm like, I don't know who's sharing. What's the bathroom situation? You know, like 10 ladies, like, I don't know. So, and people have their sleep routines. Like, I know one person has, like, a sound machine, which is fine. I'm not anti-sound machine, but the last time I slept in a room with her, the sound machine was so loud.
Yeah.
And I came back, and I tried to, like, turn it down a notch. It literally woke her up, and she said, did you turn down my sound machine? And I was like, oh, God. Okay. And then I always worry that I'm snoring.
Like, you know. I feel like, I mean, my old college roommate had a sound machine, and I could never hear it during the night or whatever, but sometimes she would forget to turn it off. So I'd be home alone in the apartment, and I'd be like, what is that noise? What is that noise? It only happened, like, maybe three or four times in the 3 years that we lived together, but, like, I was just like, what is that? And then I would be like, oh, I forgot. She has the sound machine. And so because it'd be like her door room was open, you know, so I'd go into her room. And it's like, if it's loud enough that I can hear it, like, over the TV and stuff, like,
yeah, that's probably not good.
It's just, like, waves crashing, whatever sound, but, yeah. It's just
hysterical. I had an old roommate night, like, who...
That's the thing. I didn't even, until it happened the first time, I didn't even know she had a sound machine.
Yeah, that's why.
Because when the door's closed, whatever, you can't hear it.
I've used sound machines in there, loud. Before, yeah, it's too loud. But my old roommate in college, she had a clock alarm for anyone that's younger than, like, 30, probably. Like, what? It was an alarm that was not on your phone. That was a clock. And you could set it to turn on and play the radio. But she had it set to, like, some Spanish station. So it was always, like, been really loud. So and loud. Sometimes if she wasn't there. And it's, like, there's, for whatever reason, like, if it's someone talking another language, I feel like it's harder to, like, sleep through than, like, and you're like, ah, why did you turn this off? But.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Anyways. But yeah, so full on trip prep mode, because I have to do it the weekend before because I'm leaving on Thursday, and as always happens at work, the week before I need to go will be like the craziest week that has ever happened, and I'll be very stressed.
The Wednesday we had landed in Zagreb, we were checking into the hotel, and I was like getting messages about like that week's newsletter, and I was like, this is literally not important, and also talk to this other person that's actually in charge of this.
Yeah.
Like, I literally I'm not anywhere near a computer, like I'm in another country,
like, like I won't be helpful in this
my
scenario.
Away message says that I am away.
I know. So what's fun though is like this meeting that's been shifting around got shifted to that Monday after I'm back, so I'm like, great, that'll be exactly the thing that I want to be happening.
Fun.
When I get back, can't wait. Love it.
That's, like, where there's this other thing that, like, could have been done by somebody, but they just, like, didn't want to figure out how to give someone else access to, like, the platform or whatever. So then by, like, the Friday before the Friday we came back, I had, like, checked in the chat. My boss, someone had asked a question, someone in France, and my boss was like, well, Sarah's back on Monday, so hopefully she can figure it out. I did it in about 30 minutes on Monday. Like,
cool.
Done.
What?
It's like, yeah, I can. Just when I think that sometimes I'm like, do I work hard enough for them to, like, keep me on as an employee? And then I'm like, oh, this is why.
You're like, seems like
hire
it.
Hire me.
God, I know.
Because no one can figure out how to get access to the email platform.
Yeah, sometimes, like, just, I don't.
And I
yeah,
just,
sometimes
I just happen
the questions
to have,
I get.
Yeah, I just happen to have legacy access to it. And so I'm like, it's not like I specifically got access. I just already had access.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's good enough. We don't need anyone else to have access to it. It's fine.
Well, we've talked about our travels and whatnot. Has there been any fun pop culture news that we've missed not discussed?
I feel like last time we chatted already about Beyonce's new album.
Yes.
And then I guess Taylor's album came out. I
haven't listened to it. So I was like, oh my gosh, she might say she wants to listen to this for the pod, which might be fine. But isn't there like 100 songs on this album? 1,000
songs? Like... Yeah, absolutely not. No. I'm sure I will listen to it eventually. But again, we were like traveling, just didn't have time. And I feel like the vibes of like her more recent releases isn't really like my musical vibe.
Here's my question.
I enjoy the lore that people are like, you know, I like watching the TikToks about it and like a little bit. But I feel like for this one especially, it just seems so similar in tone to like the musical style is just not for me. Like I like Revenge because it's like upbeat pop, like, you know, much more my style of music. So.
Well, I feel like there's that song about Kim Kardashian. So that's kind of revengey.
Yeah. I haven't listened to that one either. The only one I listened to was the one, because it has the video with Post Malone, and people were talking about it. So I did see
some clips from that.
I did watch the video. I think I sent you the link, because I was like, I was like, Post Malone without tattoos is, like, highly offensive. Call the police. I was like, offended, like, because I was like, it's so weird. I was like, it was weird to see him with, you know, makeup covering the tattoos, so it was weird.
Who is she gonna incorporate, you think, any of these new songs into the tour? Because I feel like it's so weird.
Too many songs. I was wondering that too, because I was like, you know, and all the streaming services have like the set playlist for the Eras tour and stuff. But I mean, I guess she's doing shows in Australia or somewhere still. We'll find out. But it seems it's too many songs. A lot of people are saying, I saw one TikTok from a guy, and I'm sure I saved it, but I can't remember. But he was basically talking about how he's kind of like over her like partnership with like Jack Antonoff or whatever, and that it's just like it's kind of stale now because all the songs sound the same. It's like too much lyrics, and it's like too insider Swift. It's like only for Swifties.
See, that's
whatever.
My thing.
And it wears like, I think the second, you know, she has the album, and then the second part, like the anthology version, came out with 31 songs, and I think the second half of those songs were produced with someone else. And people are like, oh yeah, like this is much better. Like a lot of people like that second half more, because it's like a different person that's like maybe pushing her a little bit.
Yeah. I think what's funny is when I texted you, I said, oh, we should have tried to go to an Olivia Rodrigo concert. And you're like, I'd have to learn all her songs. Like she has two albums at most, and you're going to a Taylor Swift album who has hundreds of songs at this point and just released 30 new songs or whatever. Yeah. So.
But the Don't majority, talk to me about
two albums.
But the majority of the Taylor Swift songs on the Eras Tour set list are like radio songs from the last 15 years. So it's like kind of, they're just, you know them. You don't know that you know them, but you know them.
Oh, sure. But I do feel like, I've seen tons of videos of the Eras Tour, but I do feel like she throws in, you know, I mean, it's a 3-hour concert. So
it's long.
I think she's doing specific shows or specific songs that, like, I think there's one section of the concert where she does, like, a mashup or something, but she's never played, like, the same song at any concert
or
whatever.
Yeah, she does, like, a secret song or whatever at each one, so.
But it's just weird because, obviously, this is the Eras Tour, so she's doing all albums. But usually an artist will come out with an album, do a tour for that album, and then do another album. And it's just kind of weird to me that she came out with this album during... the tour for all the other albums.
For sure.
I don't know.
I feel like, and on the current set playlist, like, you know, the Rep era is very small because that was like her last big stadium tour, and I'm like, oh, I kind of wish I had gone to that because, you know, that's the album that I like. But
yeah, I think
at least I can look and then I can see and be like, oh, I don't care so much about like whatever, you know, this era, so I can go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's the thing. Wasn't she supposed to be releasing Taylor's version of Reputation? And that's what everyone was really amped for. And
I mean, hopefully,
seems like
eventually.
That seems like it would have made more sense than she's in the Eras Tour to do that. But
yeah, there's only two more to go. But yeah, so we'll see of the re-records,
you know,
I think.
You know what? Taylor's just doing fine, so I don't really need to give my criticism of what her plan is. I will say that I have been continuing to listen to the Beyonce album, and I just... I'm enjoying it.
I have listened to maybe half of it now so far, like in a row, like solidly in a row.
Yeah.
Since we first talked about it. So I like it.
I think you definitely need to listen to the album like in order because, you know, there's little interludes and stuff like that. So I'd be really curious to hear what like a big country, like a country historian says about it. Like maybe Josh or, you know, our cousin.
Yeah.
Thinks about it. But no, I really enjoy it. I have not listened to the Taylor Swift album. For me, I've said it before, it's just, I feel like her albums feel exhausting to me because of the lore, and it's just like, I just want, and I realize Beyonce is also, like, teaching, you know, there's meaning and there's teachings behind her music, but I just don't feel like I have to,
it's
like,
different, though.
Have a PhD in Taylor Swift. I feel like Beyonce is telling you about things and history and stuff, or Taylor Swift is like, it's all about Taylor Swift, which is fine.
Yeah.
That's
fine. Well, and so that's the thing, it's like, you know, with, it used to not be so self-referential, I think.
Yeah.
And now it's like, and that's like what that guy on the TikTok was saying. And now it's just like out of control. Like,
it's just like, I just, like, I can appreciate if an artist wants to kind of like shed light on things and like give you a little bit of like, there's deeper meanings to the songs. But like, I can't. I feel like I have to watch a whole, to listen to a song and appreciate what the song is, I feel like I have to then watch a 10-minute TikTok explaining what the song is.
Right, and that's why they need to be bops on their own without, so that any listener can come to it and hear them. The Midnights album, I think, also does have some really good songs and bops, and you don't have to know any of the meaning behind them, they're just good songs.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, that's Midnight's. Yeah,
Lavender I did listen to that one because we did it for the pod, I think, and there were definitely some bops on there, and they probably had deeper meanings, but I was just like, I can't.
Yeah, but you don't have to know them. You don't have to know the deeper meanings as they relate to Taylor Swift, because they might have deeper meanings as they, like, relate to you and your life experience, and that's the point of music, right? So.
Totally. So I just, it feels exhausting to me, honestly, the whole Taylor Swift thing, and yeah, there's a song. I just don't have time
to listen to 31 songs. Oof.
I mean, look, she's got songs that are bops. I won't deny that. And if I hear them, I'm like, all right, cool, you know, like, but I can't get into the whole, the like, whatever. The fervor. The fervor. But more importantly, when is the concert that you're going to for Taylor Swift? And do you have your whole outfit planned?
No.
I've seen parts of it.
It's in August. So at this point, it could either be like cold, or it could be 100 degrees. So it's kind of hard to plan in advance because it is, like, outside.
It's fair.
So
it's fair.
If it's, like, a prop, like, a kind of as-expected English summer, then I honestly would probably just wear, I have some, like, high-waisted black linen, like, paper bag-style shorts, which I wear all the time. I wear them in Hawaii and stuff. And then probably just, like, a sleeveless crop black tank top. Mm-hmm. But I do have, I did get some purple glasses, the heart glasses.
Yes. I think I saw those.
Yeah. So black outfit and purple glasses. So like Midnights and Reputation. Yeah.
I feel like you need like some sparkles or something. Yeah. You know?
That's just the baseline. If it's not as hot, I have multiple black sequin tops. So I could wear one of my crop sequin tank tops or like t-shirt tops. Doesn't quite match with the linen shorts, but like whatever.
Yeah.
Would be fine.
Are you gonna jack a Kansas City jersey?
Probably not, but we'll see.
I feel like that would be confusing on so many levels, or just Jack being like, I'm never gonna wear this ever again.
Well, exactly. And they're so, I mean, if you get like a real
they're expensive.
You know, NFL shirt, they're so expensive, so I'm sure we'll just wear a black t-shirt or something.
Yeah. I feel like you need to dig into some sort of Taylor Swift lore and write something on the t-shirt or something, you know? He needs some little hint of Taylor Swift. Friendship bracelets or whatever, I guess that's the thing, right?
It takes a level of preparedness that I don't aspire to have. So. Mm.
I see.
Mentally, it's like, oh, that's so cute, but I just, like, would rather spend my time doing other things, you know? I haven't even booked a parking yet. I need to do that.
Yeah.
The parking almost costs as much as the ticket, so.
That's how it goes, I feel like.
It's like $40, but I mean, I did get cheap, like super cheap tickets. So they were only $60, so.
Oh, even less than I thought. I think I was talking to somebody about that. And like, how'd she get tickets? I'm like, I don't really know. I don't know if she opened another show or like, I don't think she opened got in the first like wave.
I did not. She added two more shows. So, like, we're going on a Monday.
The best day for concerts, Mondays.
Monday. Yeah, everyone's Monday or Tuesday. That. So I think I'm taking that probably their Tuesday off work and then half day on the Monday. But
sure. Well, that'll be fun.
Like, unofficial. Considering in March, my boss was like, eh, you don't need to log in. Like, don't worry about the, like, 5 rollover days expiring. You don't need to log in. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Sure. Thanks.
Well, let's see. Any other pop culture things happening? I know, any I other TikTok world I know happening? Of. Well, other than TikTok being banned, I mean.
Well, yeah. I feel like I've been so far removed from other news, but of course I know about that.
But of course they're not trying to take on like Meta or anything, no. You know, because they're not stealing our information either. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah,
like,
definitely they're not
stealing or selling our information. Come on, please.
It's crazy.
Well, I'm trying to think because I feel like one of the other reasons we didn't record, obviously we couldn't because, you know, things were happening, but there hasn't been anything. There hasn't been literally anything nothing. To watch.
You know what? Say I'm not watching. It's like we've been watching, you know, we were worked all the way through Taskmaster, and then we were like, we're caught up. It's currently airing, so we can only watch it once a week. Now we need a new show.
That's annoying.
And it was like, for the flight, for our trip, I had downloaded like 3 episodes of QIXL, because they have like 3 old seasons on BBC still. So I was like, okay, let me watch the show. It's just like a panel comedy show, whatever. Okay. Then we were at the hotel, and it's like, you know, there's nothing to watch, so we just, like, we're in bed, like, watching the show. But the hotel in Split had this huge TV on the wall, and, like, the bed was really far away, and we never get to experience, like, laying in bed and watching TV because we don't have a TV in our bedroom. So, and it was a huge one. It was one of those ones that has, like, the lights behind it, and they change color as you're watching TV. And now I see that everywhere, like, on Instagram and stuff, but I hadn't seen it. And Jack was like, oh, it's this like Phillips whatever, but we're like, oh, what can we watch? But I was like, I was like Channel 4 always has stuff on YouTube, whatever, but also all the QIXLs were on YouTube, so we just watched so much QIXL. I was like am I gonna be really good at pub trivia now, like, because we just watched like 15 episodes in a row, you know, because every day we'd go out, unless we were gone for the whole day for like an excursion or whatever until like 6, we would like go out and do stuff from like, I don't know, 8 to 2, then we'd like come back in the afternoon and have like a little nappy nap.
Sounds from great. From
like 3 to 5. Well, and then also, you know, it's like continental Europe, they all eat dinner at like 8 or 9 o'clock. So we're trying to like not eat dinner at 6.
Yeah. You're like, cool.
So I'm just killing time.
I'm trying to think of what we've been watching. I mean,
we did watch Griselda.
You told me about that. I didn't watch that one yet.
On Netflix, that was really good. We watched that before our trip, and that was very good. Jack had also watched Narcos, but I hadn't seen it before. But it's like the same creators, but it was really good.
Okay. I didn't know it was the same creators. We haven't watched Narcos either, honestly. Let's see. Well, there's a new season of Survivor and Amazing Race, but we binged them like very quickly, and now we're on a week to week. And then we watched an old season of Amazing Race because we could binge it. And then, let's see, what else? We started watching Conan's new travel show, which he has on Max.
No, that was...
Oh, my God, have you seen his episode of Hot Ones?
He has an episode of Hot Ones? No.
Yeah, it just came out, like, 2 weeks ago.
Brilliant. In my life, I've only watched probably, like, 5 or less episodes of Hot Ones.
And I've never watched a full episode. I always just see clips on TikTok.
Because when Sydney Sweeney, well, right, I always know the memes, but, you know, when that movie was, they were re-releasing the romance movie with Sydney Sweeney, and Jack was like, who is this girl on, like, what is the show, like, why is it all on my grid, like, who is this woman, and I was like, her name is Sydney Sweeney, like, blah, 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 here's all the things that she's doing, but I was like, oh, this show is, like, a YouTube, like, you know, long-standing channel, and, like, they have a show called Hot Ones, and it started off so long ago, I was like, and now it's, like, so popular, and there's so many memes from it, and of course, you know, I was like, you know, like, the Jennifer Lawrence meme,
the Jennifer Lawrence, what do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean? And he's like, I was like, it's from that show, so at least we've talked about this before, where we're, like, having to explain who people are based on what we think they might have seen, and it's like, instead I was explaining the show based on, I was like, I know you've seen this meme, so...
I still think this is a brilliant idea where some app where you can put in an actress or whoever, actor, actress, doesn't matter. And it'll give you options like where my husband might know this person from.
It just needs to query their search, their watch lists and watch logs on their accounts on, like, Netflix, whatever. Like, yeah. That'd be easy to do. You, like, just link it up to your account. Easy. There's definitely, you can make an API for that.
Who do we call? Who do we know? We're trademarking that idea. But yeah,
so we watched, so in the end we watched, we didn't watch her episode, but we went to the channel and watched, like, I think one of the Gordon Ramsay episodes, because he's been on twice, and we watched John Oliver, because Jack really likes John Oliver. We watched his episode, which his was actually the, his was the one, I think, right before Sydney Sweeney's. It was, like, the first one of the new season, so, at the time, so we just watched that. And I think I've seen maybe one other one before. I think I watched maybe the NSYNC one, like, when that came out, just because it was, like, all over social media and stuff.
But, well, I definitely recommend you watch the entirety of the Conan one.
We'll definitely watch that tonight.
It's like peak Conan. Oh, God. It's so funny, though. Yeah, I've never watched full episode until that, and we watched it. But anyways, but he has a new travel show, and I think that's why he was on Hot Ones to promote that. He's the first episode there in Norway, but it's just... so that's fun. But I feel like with Conan, you know, with he does his travel things, and I feel like you can only watch little bits at a time because it's, like, so... You know, he'll just, like, go to people and do, like, Conan things, and you're like, oh, God, this is, like, uncomfortable to watch.
That's fun, though, that he has a travel show. I feel like I always loved when he did, like, they would do special bits of the seasons where he'd, like, go travel to places and do specials or whatever. The, yeah, that's good. I feel like so many UK celebrities have, like, kind of travel-y and outdoorsy shows right now, but they're all comedians. So I was, like, speaking of comedians with travel shows, Katherine Ryan has a new travel show now.
I've heard something about that. Yeah, I saw it on her Instagram.
Oh, I can't think of his name, but the other guy from 8 out of 10 Cats does Countdown with the beard. He's in Sex Education and stuff. Yeah, and then there's another comedian I like. His name is Joe Lycett. He's on all those types of panel shows or whatever. He also is having a travel show. And then I think there is, like, an older comedian. His name's Bill Bailey. He's also very funny. His is less of a travel show, and it's more of, like, a walk, like a walking, like, exploring the country, like, of the UK type show, but it's, like, him and other comedians as well, so there's lots going on.
Who needs a travel show is our girl Heather McMahon, because, you know, she'd do a great travel show. I feel like she loves,
definitely,
she'd do things I want to see. I'd be like, where do you go eat, where to shop, like, what are the things? But yeah, so we were watching that. We also watched last night, we basically binged it, is, have you watched the true crime thing on Netflix, American Nightmare?
Give me the synopsis, because I feel like there's so many that have, like, similar titles. They,
similar names, yes. So basically, it was a couple where she gets kidnapped, or the story is that, like, well, not the story, but, like...
My spidey senses are tingling.
The guy calls the police and says, my girlfriend was kidnapped last night, and there's this whole thing is, like, was she telling the truth? Is it real? And they were calling it, like, the Gone Girl case. Anyways, if you have not watched it, one of the, like, very interesting, like, kind of, like, insane true crime documentaries that we've watched in a while, so I would recommend it.
Okay, yeah, I've just pulled it up on Netflix, and we have watched it, and we must have actually watched it on my account, because it shows us fully watched. So, yes, I think I do remember this kind of now, where it was, like, yeah, then they were, like, under suspicion themselves.
Yeah,
for, like, faking it, but then they, like, did some, now it's coming to me as, like, there was, like, the goggles and
I just feel like,
and then there was the one female cop, there was the one female cop,
the only person doing, like, the job,
like, claps for her.
At the beginning I was like, this guy, I had to, at the end when we finished, I was like, I need to apologize to the man of this, because I initially was like, the story is stupid and clearly false. I was wrong. So anyways, like, if you haven't watched it, I don't want to, like, give too much away, but it is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I mean, it's like, anytime you go into this, it's like, we're always, you know, you have to, like, not ever, like, oh, it was the, you know, husband, boyfriend, whatever, who did it. I mean, because it's like, I mentioned Griselda earlier. We had also watched the show, kind of like woman spy type show, of, like, Who is Eve, or I can't exactly remember what it was called, but we liked that one as well. It's kind of like less intense, and but like kind of similar vibes. But I was like, man, when you're watching Griselda, just every time there was a man on screen, I was like, oh boy, she gonna kill you. Like, I was like, yeah. I was like, she hadn't even gotten to that point yet in her, like, you know, crime hierarchy or whatever. But I was just like, he dead. Like, I was like, nothing makes me. I was like, oh, just the second you turn on a fictional thing where it's like a woman is getting poorly treated, I was like, oh, I was like, I can't wait for her to kill him. Like, I said it so many times. So when there was like random dudes on screen to Jack, he was like, are you gay? I was I was like, these guys, I was like, he's not making it to the end. Like, I was like, all these bros are dismissing her as like a woman in the drug trade. Yep. I'm like, oh, she's gonna get him. Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, just put on a female-led crime show, and I'm immediately like, kill that. Like, I'm just like, murder. It's great. Take well, them out. I was like,
at the end,
girl power, take them down.
Yeah. At the end, again, I won't say, like, the whole of what happens, but, like, when they're like, suing, like, mm-hmm. and they only got, like, $2.5 million, and I'm like, no.
No.
Basically, since I was on a jury, and I know how much I gave that person, I would have given them, like, all the money. Like, yeah.
Like, what's the max? 100 mil?
Yeah. I'm like, no, I don't care what the max is. They deserve it, but...
That's crazy.
Anyways, that was very good. We hadn't... Oh, we started watching The Jinx Part 2. Did you ever watch The Jinx Part 1?
No, I don't think so.
That's based on the Robert Durst case. Mm-hmm. I mean, it came out, like, a long time ago. It was probably, like...
Yeah.
Whatever, 2013 maybe, or 2000, I don't know when it ultimately came out, but he was the guy that basically had gone away with all these crimes, and then he agreed to be part of the documentary, and then they had him on mic'd for like an interview. He went to the bathroom, he basically like confessed in the back because he didn't realize the mic was still on.
That's crazy.
So okay, we'll anyway, so that. Now there's a part two.
Yeah, we watched the only other documentary we watched recently is the one about Bernie Madoff we watched recently. That one.
Let's see. Oh, I watched this. I feel like I'm on an Australian show kick because I do love my Fisk, which I still will recommend to everybody. But there's this, they've been promoting the show on Netflix, Heartbreak High, I think it's called.
Yep. Yeah, I get that in my list.
It kind of feels like a mix to me between like a Degrassi plus a Skins, you know? Ooh, like, interesting. Because it's definitely like not as, you know, hooky as like Degrassi, but
yeah,
it's a high school, it's set in Australia, there's two seasons of it, I liked it, I kind of binged it.
Adding to my list, nothing... it keeps popping up in my recommend, like, you know, shows you might like, so I'm like, yeah.
You're like, sure, yeah, I liked it, I'm like, oh, is there gonna be a third season? I feel like you'll probably have the same reaction of like who your favorite characters are, so...
predictable as ever.
Predictable. So let's see, there's been that. So now I'm really running low.
Well, that gives me something to watch until Bridgerton is out at least, so.
Ugh. Yeah, it's a countdown, baby. And all I'm seeing is all this like Bridgerton propaganda.
I know. They're everywhere now. It's like I was like, I'm already too overexposed. I was like, I just want it to drop. Like, it's already too much.
Yeah. And it's annoying, though, because the whole, like, split drop thing. I'm like, no, yeah, just do it in one. You haven't done this before.
It's funny, though, because all my group chats, they're all like, oh, when did Colin get his glow up? And I'm like, y'all are a year late to this. I was like, there was already photo image stills of this. Like, this is old news. I was like, we are jokingly, like, they released the trailers or whatever that has, like, the, you know, new guy in there. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. He's going to. I was like, he deserves her, even though I know that's not what's going to happen in the show. I'm just going to setting myself up for disappointment, but it's just like, fine.
You know what? I've already given a whole synopsis of what her story should be like.
I know. We need to get someone to rewrite that for us, but it's like, it shouldn't require someone else to make Colin jealous. God damn it.
I know. Annoying. But I am excited. I was rewatching Queen Charlotte because I'm just like, I need something. I'm like, all right, I've watched all the Bridgerton stuff. But I think that's not until May 16th or something like that. It's just still so far, it feels like.
So far.
Well, I was thinking we could so you didn't watch anyone but you, the Sydney Sweeney. Speaking of Sydney Sweeney, because it should be out on Netflix now. So we could always do one of those because I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
Let me see. What's it called? Anyone?
Anyone but you?
Speaking of Netflix shows, I did have my one Northern Irish friend watched the Irish Wish movie the other day. She was like, has anyone watched this? And I was like, Momo, I was like, of course I have.
You should be like, listen to this podcast episode about it.
Yeah, but she doesn't watch as much like really bad like Netflix type movies. So I was like, I'm going to tell you, like, it's not good, but like it is so much better than so many other things that we have watched.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's funny is we had done the pod on it and listened to it, and then I think it was actually St. Patrick's Day, and there's a group chain text message with Tim's family, and multiple people were like, have you guys watched this? It's kind of cute, you know, Irish Wish. I'm like, I won't give my feedback on it, but glad you guys enjoyed,
so funny.
Thumbs up.
Well, the best is she kept making comments about it, like, you know, she's like, it's so sunny, why isn't it rainy, blah, 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 and I was like, just wait. Yeah. And then she also caught the thing that they weren't able to call Guinness Guinness, and they just kept calling it pints of stout. Like, which her critique was like, if somebody brought me that Guinness, I'd be like returning it. Like, I wouldn't drink that.
You should really tell her, be like, hey, if you want to hear all my thoughts on this, here's this podcast episode. We already spoke about it in length.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe
so
you'll
funny.
Agree.
It was so funny.
So is it not on your Netflix?
No, it's not. But I'm sure we can find it somewhere.
Annoying. Well, I just figured because it just dropped on Netflix, so I was like, oh, she can watch it now.
Oh, it says, but this article from 3 days ago says Netflix drop is on Tuesday, so maybe it's coming this week.
Well, there's also the Met Gala coming up, which I think I sent you something about. I don't know what the theme is. Apparently J-Lo is, whatever, co-hosting it, which, I mean, I don't know. Have you seen all the J-Lo shade recently?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot. I feel like everyone is very anti-J-Lo right now.
Well, I haven't watched any of the stuff she's come out, but it just seems like she's very... It's kind of like she's come to that level where it's like, I feel like you don't realize how bad you're looking with the things that you're saying. It's like out of touch and like self-absorbed, you know?
Yeah. Ooh, the Met Gala is next Monday.
Yeah.
So we'll have a whole week of content.
Well, I feel like... I just, again, like, I don't really care about the Met Gala, but it's, like, the biggest theme party that we have, so.
Yeah, I like it.
It seems like we might need to have some reactions, and I don't know what the theme's supposed to be. I don't know if they released that.
I don't know.
Let's see, hold on.
Vogue 3 days ago says, this year's theme, Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion. And it says, we'll celebrate the Costume Institute's new exhibition of the same name. Well, I mean, yeah, that's the same as always. Okay, I need more.
Interesting. Just one little paragraph. So I feel like you could interpret this in many ways.
Yeah. Obviously, Sleeping Beauty, like, you know, obviously. Of course, like the princess and stuff.
You could just be very ethereal and,
how do you beat, like, because, you know, Zendaya already did, like, the Cinderella dress. That's true. Like, did the transformation. So how can you beat that?
I don't know, but then it's like, is it about bringing old-fashioned trends?
Can somebody
designers that aren't as hot anymore or something? No.
Who is coming dressed as like a duvet and a pillow?
Ariana Grande, she already did. At the Oscars.
Like, what's Doja Cat gonna be this time? Like, who, you know.
What's Jared Leto? Didn't Jared Leto show up as like a cat or
something? He also was dressed fully in a cat. He was more in like a, you know, cat costume where he was inside it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. Alright, well, I'm interested to see. I feel like the one that was Americana, I feel like everyone botched that one so hard.
Oh, wait. Like, hold on. On this article, so the theme, that's the theme, but then apparently there's also a dress code.
Okay, what's the dress code?
The dress code for the 2024 Met Gala will be
no cat costumes.
The Garden of Time.
The Garden of Time.
So what's the difference? Wait, I didn't know there was two things.
You can't have two things.
I'm confused. I need someone on TikTok to explain it to me.
We're going to have to do some research on this.
The co-chairs are Zendaya. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
J-Lo, Chris Hemsworth, Bad Bunny, and of course Anna Wintour.
Oh my god, I'm excited if Zendaya... Is it Zendaya or Zendaya? I always mess it up. Either way.
I don't know.
I'm very excited. I think it's Zendaya, but I could be wrong. I'm very excited that she's one of the co-chairs because you know she's going to serve a look. Have you been seeing her at all on this Challengers press tour that she's been doing?
No, but speaking of Zendaya, we did finally watch Dune.
Oh, Dune, the original Dune.
Did you like it? We watched it over two nights, so.
Yeah, well, it is long.
Yeah, it was long. I mean, I think we liked it. It was pretty much exactly what we expected it to be. Mm-hmm, you know, normally I feel like it's hard, especially for Jack, to, like, get into things that are, like, kind of slow. But I feel like with Dune, it wasn't necessarily that it was, I mean, it's slow, right? Because you're like.
It is.
Nothing has happened.
But it does keep you engaged somehow.
Yeah, exactly. That was the thing. We were like, nothing has happened, but, like, we're still interested. Like,
yes.
Yeah, we were like, we're still watching it. And it's been we're like, it's been 90 minutes already. And we're like, literally, it's been one day in this movie. Like, nothing has happened, but we aren't mad about it. Like, versus we also tried to watch the Mr. and Mrs. Smith show on Amazon.
Oh, no.
And
we tried to watch that, too.
We hated it. We were willing to give it a set. Well, we watched, like, almost all of episode one, but then I had to leave for Girl Guides. And so then we finished episode one, and then we were like, okay, we're willing to get it. We're like, okay, maybe episode one is, like, the setup.
Yeah,
and you'll get into the episodic bits. So we started episode two and got maybe, like, 10 minutes in, and then there was just a scene where they were having the most, like, cringe dialogue, and it's just, like, so filled with, like, awkward pauses. And every single time they had a conversational back and forth, it went like 75% too long.
Yeah.
And so we gave up. We're like, we can't do it.
Yeah. So it was interesting. We were like, all right, let's give it a shot. So we did the same thing. We're like, first episode, didn't love it.
No.
Didn't like hate it or anything. We're just like, eh. And we're like, let's give it a. We actually watched three episodes.
We just wanted it to get, like, into the action, you know? Yeah.
It's just interesting because, you know, he was supposed to do that show with Phoebe Waller-Bridge. And I'm just. So, like, what would that show have been? And I feel like she would have made it more comedic, obviously, probably. But they split, not, you know, their partnership split because they had creative differences on what they wanted the show to be. So, I felt like the show didn't know what it was supposed to be. Like, what was the tone of the show? It was like, did you want to be funny? Did you want to be in action? It's just like, they weren't very good spies, and it wasn't funny.
That,
you know?
That was my whole thing, the whole first episode. They're literally, like, in public on the subway having loud conversations about, like, ooh, what do you think this secret organization does? Or what do you think's in this box? I don't know. Maybe it's a bomb. Like,
yeah, like, they went to the restaurant in the first episode where they're, like, watching the lady, and they're like, there she is. Can you see her? And it's like, she's right there. She can probably hear you talking. Like, you guys are terrible spies, and they don't seem like they've given you any training. Well, anyways, we watched the first episode.
It just was so bad. It was just so cringe. The first episode, I was so annoyed that she went into that movie theater, and he was talking into her ear the entire time, and I was like, if that had been me, I would have been like, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm trying to focus on our target and what she's doing, and you're, like, asking me nonsense questions.
Yeah. Well, so we watched the first episode, and I was like, have you ever seen the movie? And he had not seen the original Mr. and Mrs. Smith movie. So I was like, oh, we gotta watch the movie. Like, so
we watched it. We actually watched it not too long ago, probably in early March. We watched it as one of Jack's movie picks because we were like, oh, that show is, like, there's that new show. So, like, we'll watch the old movie and then watch the show. Yep. That's exactly what we did.
And, you know, I think that movie, like, is it the best movie ever made? No. But it's, like, of its time, right? It was a very, like...
Yeah.
It's fun. Like, whatever. And I feel like this show did not have any sort of tone of that. So I just think that was
there's, like, no chemistry, right, between the leads. And I could imagine there being even less between him and Phoebe Waller-Bridge. It'd been weird. It's, like, the movie setup, obviously, is that they're, like, a couple. And they're already individually really good, you know, spies, and they don't know it. So, like, that makes more sense, I think, plot-wise. But, yeah, so we tried to watch that, and we were like, nope.
No, yeah, that was a hard no.
I was like, I need some more, you know, from Amazon. All I need is Robbie Amell content. That's, you know, you've got him on the books. That's all I want from Amazon Studios.
I feel like there was something else that made me think of that Mr. and Mrs. Smith show, but what else have we watched? I'm trying to think. I don't know. I can't think of it, but yeah, that was a little bit of a fail, I feel like, for Amazon. Sorry,
Amazon.
That's
why I don't always trust, you know, that's why I don't trust ratings, because it's like, oh, critically acclaimed and good ratings and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why? Because it was terrible.
Like, yeah, I'm sure some people liked it, but it was not for us. We gave it a couple episodes, so, you know, Give it a try.
Yeah, you guys lasted longer than we did. You lasted longer than
we did. The third episode was probably the best of the three, for sure. But still, it was kind of... My question is, how did they get so many big stars to be in it, you know? Like, what kind of clout does Donald Glover have? Right. He must have some.
Well, that's why I was wondering when it started. I was like, wait, Alexander Skarsgård, huh?
Yeah. They just, like, spoilers, but they kill him in the first, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, it's all over the news, right? So then I was like, then he gets killed. And I was like, wait, why would they pay? I was like, he's, like, a real actor, though. I was like, why would they kill him off, like, so quickly? Yeah, it's like, I immediately am uninterested in the show now.
I'm trying to think who's in the second episode. Like, each episode, whoever their, you know, the target was or whatever, is always somebody that, oh, it was one of the guys from Severance, you know. Did you guys watch that show on Apple TV, Severance?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, guy from there. Oh, I know what we're talking about. We're talking about Dune before you got into Mr. and Mrs. Smith. So, yeah, that's the beauty of Dune, is it's so slow and, like, not that much happens, but you're intrigued by it and you're like, huh, why am I, like, still interested in this movie, you know? I don't know if it's the beautiful scenery or...
something. And like, I mean, we were just watching it on our old TV, so... Well, and that's the thing. It's like, there is lots of world building, but it's nothing, like, very complicated. Because obviously, you know, it's based off of this book. It kind of... most fantasy-type books kind of follow the same guidelines and setup. So you're like, okay, cool. You know, you have to learn some people's... you know, character names and whatnot, but like, it's nothing that crazy, so it's very easy to follow. Well, and because it's so long, it's spread out.
His name is Paul.
that was the other joke, but since it's so long and spread out, it actually, like, gives you time to, like, learn the history if you weren't someone that, like, watches a lot of fantasy or whatever and needed to pick things up. Whereas, you know, I've definitely read books before where they just word vomit at you so much, like, world building and setup, and you're like, what? So confusing. But speaking of Paul.
It's Paul.
That was one of my top jokes. I was like, okay, we have this whole world. Well, they all have these, like, very unique and fun names. And I was like, his name is Paul.
Not real. Some of them do. It's weird because you have Paul and Jessica, but then you have Duncan Idaho, which I think is the most hilarious name. Yeah, I think what is interesting about Dune is it is sci-fi, but it still feels very, like, medieval, kind of, because you have, like, the lords of these planets, and they have their armies, and they carry their flags, you know what I mean? And it's really just...
It's Game of Thrones in space.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. It's just drama over land. I'm glad you guys finally watched it, because...
it's the, you know, the drug, exploiting the land for drugs, that classic colonial tale, you know.
Yep. Speaking of Skarsgård, there's Skarsgård in Dune.
True, he is.
Yeah. So, I'm glad you guys finally watched it. So, at some point, you'll have to watch Dune Part 2.
Yeah, I'm sure we will whenever it's available.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I liked that one as much as Dune. I still liked it, but I feel like Dune was just... I've seen Dune now probably like 3 times at this point, just over different times, because I watched it originally, and then I feel like actually the last girl trip I went on, the friend that we were staying with, there must have been on the TV somehow. We were streaming it, and she just like would put it on when like we were getting ready. She's like, "Oh, I love this movie," and so I'm like, "All right, well, we just like watched it in little chunks like over the weekend." We're like, "All right, cool," and then we watched it again before Dune Part 2.
Yeah. It's funny. I mean, I feel like we were watching it in, like, seriously, but obviously since we're at home, so then we were, like, making jokes as well. Because it'd be, like, you know, all the stuff. You're like, but Mom, he saw a hot girl. Like.
But Paul, the, you know, the leader of this revolution, Paul. All right, cool. That made me laugh so hard the first time I watched it. I was like, his name is Paul. This is a science fiction movie, and his name is Paul.
Lord Paul. Well, I think the joke I made was, like, I was like, who, that's a self-insert if I've ever heard one, like.
Paul. But I like the idea of, like, I always say the name wrong, but the witches or whatever, the whole, like, religious sect of the ladies, and they're kind of, you know, pulling the strings from behind.
Totally.
And they had, like, so many good people. You know, you got your Oscar Isaacs, you know, like, obviously, what's his name? Aquaman.
Every time we would be watching it and I'd forget his name, I would just call him Moon Knight. I was like, you know who I'm talking about.
Moon Knight. That guy. Or what's his name from Star Wars? Clearly very memorable. Like, I can't think of that. Yeah, Poe, like, or that something, even less. Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, because then we were like, Jason Momoa had his last stand, you know, scene. Yep. Jason Momoa and Jack, I think Jack had made a thing about Jason Momoa because he was like, oh, it's all like the hot guys of the time. I was like, yeah, when they made the movie, you know. I was like, Oscar Isaac was hot. I was like, I feel like now we've moved on to Pedro Pascal, but like, you know, at the time, it was all about
Oscar Isaac.
But then there was a, like, I'd kind of not really been paying attention to him on screen, but then when it was Jason Momoa, like, you know, like, on screen a lot, and then I like, looked up, and I like, had the realization, I was like, ugh, what'd they do to his face? I was like, there's no facial hair? I don't like it.
Not a fan.
I was like, he doesn't look like himself. Yeah, I was like, I don't even like facial hair, but I was just like, he doesn't look like himself.
Yeah, sometimes it just works for somebody, though, you know? All right, well...
But then we were joking, like, you know, they're in the desert, and we're like, oh no, it's Aquaman.
What's he gonna do? Yeah. He survived in the desert. He had to befriend the Dune people, whose names I can't remember, clearly. I just saw that movie. Well, that's fun. Yeah, I guess that's all we watched. Nothing too crazy.
I'm trying to think what else was... You know, because obviously, since we're way behind, but, and, you know, Dune 2 has come out, whatever. But the first scene they have where it's, like, the big worm things, we're like, aha, the popcorn buckets make sense now. And we're only like 8 months behind on every cultural reference.
Like, oh, cool, we'll catch up now.
The UK is always way behind, you know?
It's like, yeah, I know. I have to fill you in on like what's happening. I'm like, come on, keep up.
Definitely.
Well, I guess maybe next time, maybe we can talk Met Gala. Maybe there'll be something else that'll come out we can chat about. If you can get anyone but you, we could talk about that. And then maybe May, we'll start getting some content.
Yeah. Bridgerton.
Woo-woo. Bridgerton. I know Hacks season 3 is coming out at the beginning of May as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yay. We love that show.
I know, but it's, like, too good of a show to, like, I feel like there's no content there, you know what I mean? Because it's too good.
No. We're like, it was great. 2 thumbs up.
Loved it. Highly recommend. All right, well, I guess thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast listening platform. You can also follow us on Instagram at MyFavoriteSisterPod.
Or shoot us an email at MyFavoriteSisterPod@gmail.com.
Bye.